3. Although she had 1,000 matters to attend to, all pertaining to her new, non-paying job with the U.S. Interplan Health and Welfare Department, Dr. Mary Rittersdorf took time off for a personal item. Once more, she rode by jet cab to New York and the Fifth Avenue office of Jerry Feld, the producer of the Bunny Hentman Show. A week ago, she had given him a batch of the very latest and best CIA scripts which Chuck had written. It was now time to find out if her husband, or ex-husband, had a chance at the job. If Chuck wouldn't seek better employment on his own, she would. It was her duty. If for no other reason than that she and the children, for the next year at least, would be totally dependent on Chuck's earnings. Let off on the roof field, Mary descended by in-ramp to floor 90, came to the glass door, hesitated, then allowed it to open and entered the outer office in which Mr. Feld's receptionist, very pretty, with much makeup and a rather tight spider silk sweater, sat. Mary felt annoyed at the girl. Just because bras had become passé, did a girl with so pronounced a bosom have to cater to fashion? In this case, practicality dictated a bra, and Mary stood at the desk, feeling herself flushing with disapproval. An artificial nipple dilation. It was just too much.
Yes?
The receptionist said, glancing up through an ornate, stylish monocle. As she met Mary's coldness, her nipples deburgeoned slightly, as if scared into submission, frightened away.
I'd like to see Mr. Feld. I'm Dr. Mary Rittersdorf, and I don't have much time. I have to leave for the Terraplan Lunar Base at 3 p.m., New York time.
She made her voice as efficient and demanding as she knew how. After a series of bureaucratic actions on the receptionist's part, Mary was sent on in. At his imitation oak desk, no genuine oak had existed for a decade, Jerry Feld sat with a videotape projector deep in his business tasks.
Just a moment, Dr. Rittersdorf.
He pointed to a chair. She seated herself, crossed her legs, and lit a cigarette. On the miniature TV screen, Bunny Hentman was doing an act in which he played a German industrialist. Wearing a blue double-breasted suit, he was explaining to his board of directors how the new auto...